When old Flying Commandant Danny Allman was killed at Headford, his younger brother Pat took over his command as battalion commandant. The following is the story of his dramatic escape as he related it to me. Early in the Civil War, he was captured and taken prisoner by the Free State Army and lodged in Newbridge Jail. He and a number of his comrades escaped by burrowing a tunnel underneath the jail wall, and they made their way to Kerry, mostly by night and across country. And so, back home, needless to say, his first call was on his mother, and also, as he told me, to get a clean shirt, a change of clothes, a wash and a shave that he so badly needed. Needless to say, the poor woman was overjoyed at his return, and a happier couple wasn't to be found in the whole wide world on that evening. Sitting beside the fire, he told me that some sixth sense alerted him to danger. Looking through the window, he found that it was only two through. The house was surrounded back and front by the enemy, with a machine gun covering the front door. He told his mother to remain sitting beside the fire, and he took up position at the back of the kitchen door. The officer in charge, Captain Tiny Lines, ordered him to come out. He remained silent, and after continuous calls, Lines decided to rush the door, as he wasn't sure as to whether he was inside the house or not. When Lines burst in the door, Pat fired at him, but not to kill him. And as he anticipated, it worked. Lines retreated, followed immediately by Pat. He shot the machine gunner over Lines' shoulder, and the others were demoralized by Pat's quick action and gave him those few vital seconds that he so badly needed. He received a slight flesh wound in the right leg, but it didn't immobilize him. When about 60 yards from the house, he received a second bullet through the left knee, and this brought him down. He dragged himself into a ditch, and it had such a commanding position of fire that they couldn't approach him. And I expect they were busy attending to their own wounded anyway. When it was dark, he crawled to a neighbour's cottage and was carried to safety, where my brother Dr. Ned attended to his wounds, and later continuously cared for by Dr. Pat Carey of Killarney, who was also on active service at that time. He survived the Civil War and died some years later as a result of all the hardships that he had undergone. For courage, determination, and love of country, the brothers Danny and Pat Allman should always remain a shining example to all future generations of Irishmen and Irishwomen.